on Triple J.
Triple J.
You're listening to 2016.
Okay, on Triple J, I've been wanting to speak to these guys for a while. They've only been on the music scene for a couple of years, but they've made a pretty strong impact here at Triple J with their tunes so far. And it's the guys from Polish Club, John Henry and Novak from Polish Club, with us on Triple J. Let's talk a bit about this band, because we've been listening to your music for a couple of years now. The whole two-piece thing, you're probably tired about talking about. Let's talk about soul music.
Okay.
Because soul music is the major influence. And I heard that from your very first recordings that you uploaded to Triple J Unearthed at the beginning of last year. So are we talking about Otis Redding? Are we talking about classic 60s soul music as being a primary influence?
I think we're talking about an accident more than anything. I would be lying to you if I said I was a huge soul connoisseur. There's just too much of it out there. I wasn't alive when most of it was relevant. Or when most of it was released. I would say John probably knows more about it than I do. I think it just naturally resonates with the kind of music we're good at playing. And as a result, we've inadvertently kind of gone in that direction. I don't know. Do you think, John, it was on purpose?
No, I don't think so. I think it's your voice mostly that has it.
Yeah. I mean, if I was trying to sing like the June Rats or Sticky Fingers, I would sound awful because I can't do it. They're amazing at what they do. And I couldn't emulate that. So the only way I know how to sing is the only way that I do it in our songs, and it's just kind of like a nice accident for us.
So have you gone back and listened to a lot of the soul artists that maybe people have compared you to?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I know all the standards, your Otis Reddings, your Marvin Gaye's and whatnot, and your Four Tops and stuff, but to say that I would know their entire back catalog, which is, you know, terrifyingly massive, would be a lie. So,
do you like the sound of their voices when you hear them?
I love it. I mean, those are the best timbres of voices, in my opinion, anywhere. And I think more than that, I don't know about you, John, but definitely for me, it was 90s R&B that kind of drew from those influences. And then I then, in turn, drew from that. And that's probably more where the soulfulness comes from.
So as a kid, you were singing. Yeah, I know it is a little bit hilarious given what you're playing now.
Well, you know, you always resonate with what was popular when you were 12, 14, 15 years old. And when I was, you know, a young kid, I had a sister who was, you know, 18 or 6 years older than me, and she was blasting Blackstreet every day after she got over grunge, and I kind of was inadvertently influenced by her. So, you know, it's the soul of my sister rather than soul music.
Yeah, right, okay. Did she end up playing music herself?
No, but she had a little period where she did, and I still have her Fender Strat. So thank you, Kathy. I'm very appreciative.
Ah, she handed it down as well.
She did, yeah. She's become a journalist since, but she thankfully bought some music instruments in between that.
So, John, what about you growing up? What sort of stuff were you gravitating towards, and what sort of era was your primary sort of draw card?
My dad's a musician, and he plays the accordion, and I used to take me to the Polish Club, like out in Bankstown, to watch him play. So I kind of started with like that kind of, I don't know, I think he calls it continental music, which is like pretty like a broad net of like, and I don't know, but he plays like sambas and cha-chas and stuff like that. And,
does he play in a band or just solo?
He did have like a little band back in the, that was what he did when he came, he's Polish, and he came here in the, I think like the early 70s, and then he was playing around all the clubs, and
he used to take you along.
Yeah. Oh, well, when I was born, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Nah.
I was going to say it sounds pretty boring for a 6-year-old.
Yeah, but I think I like now that I'm like older, I kind of I've kind of like come back to that kind of stuff that was, I think it was embedded in me a bit.
Is your dad still playing?
Yeah, he actually like we just finished recording and he came in for a day and laid down some
get out of here
accordion. He may or may not feature on the album when it comes
out. Don't you disappoint people when you do that? Get them in for a session to play on something and then you go, well, we might use it, we might not.
No,
it's the best sounding track on the
album.
Yeah,
I think it's probably the best track. Yeah.
Did it actually fit within the sound of what you guys create?
Well, we picked a song. Maybe we should keep it secret.
Yeah. Well, it's just an instrumental.
But it the base of it is the blues. So yeah. I can do the 12 or 16 bar blues, whatever it was, underneath it while Papa Payjack wails on his accordion.
Did you slow down the tempo a little bit for him on that track?
No, it's lightning fast.
It's another lightning fast moment from Polish Club.
We don't know how to play slowly with those kind of songs.
Yeah.
It's not a conscious thing. We're just not that good of musicians to...
Yeah, my dad's way better than both of us.
He's incredible. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
And was it pretty much to replace a guitar solo? Because you don't do any guitar solos, do you?
I try. No, I don't. I actually don't. I'm a gearophobe, a guitarophobe. I can't handle anything more than like four chords. It's just, I'm a singer first, I think. I'm comfortable doing that.
Why don't you get someone else to play guitar who can do the guitar solos?
Do I need to?
No, probably
there
not.
There you go. Maybe one day. We've always said if we add something, it won't be a bass. It'll be another guitarist. But yeah.
Guitar solos are overrated, I think, anyway. Or any types of solos.
I think the less you do in terms of guitar solos will mean that when you do throw in a little lick there, a little riff there, it has a bigger effect. Mm. And that's not to say, you know, wailing on a guitar is not worth anyone's time. It's awesome if you can do it. But I'm not Hearts. I can't, you know.
You've seen him do it?
He's incredible.
It's amazing. Behind his head.
It makes me angry. Yeah,
it's fantastic watching him do it. It's because it's obviously something from yesteryear, but you watch it and because so few people kind of do it these days.
It's a lost art almost. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I don't even comprehend how he does it. I look at amazing guitarists and I literally can't understand what's going on. How do you make your fingers move that hard? My fingers start hurting after I just hold a bar chord for like 5 minutes.
That's really curious as well. I had no idea that it was actually the Polish Club that you went to as a kid, which inspired the name Polish Club as the band.
Yeah. It's a little
What do you mean, kind of?
Yeah.
Well, where else would you have got the name from?
Well, but he's half Polish as well.
Well, my father is Polish too, hence Novak. Yeah. And we are not that creative with words. So we were like, hey, you're Polish. I'm kind of Polish. Let's make a club.
And was that absolutely coincidental that you guys met and became friends and figured out the Polish backgrounds?
Yeah.
We've just been friends for years and years. And I think I only found out you were Polish late in the game.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
know.
It's not really like a defining factor of our
No. Our I would never judge you for being Polish.
As an outsider, it's kind of curious. I'm kind of that's really cool. That's great.
Yeah. Mate, we're all Australian.
Anyway, Polish Club is a very apt name then for many reasons for this band. Let's hear a little bit of your music. I want to talk more about this album, which I've been hearing about coming out next year. So the guys from Polish Club with us on Triple J. Great stuff. Polish Club there with My House, a song from earlier this year. And we'll get to the brand new single called Beat Up in just a moment on Triple J. The two guys from Polish Club, John Henry or John and Novak with us on Triple J. Let's talk more immediately though about the first Polish Club album, which is going to come out next year. And I've been hearing along the way Los Angeles being mentioned as a place where you were recording. But it seems like you're not going to use any of those recordings. You were just mentioning to me before that you've been there a couple of times this year, but you tell us the story. What's been happening with the Los Angeles sessions?
Yeah, we it was pretty cool. We got flown over by a hotshot producer.
Yeah, we spent 3 weeks in LA in like the most amazing studios and with the most amazing people. And
next door to amazing people as well.
Yeah, like Beck was next door one day. Father John Misty was having a diary out the front and the Last Shadow Puppets were in the rehearsal studio next door. And we were just like, oh man, we have no idea. Well, at least that's what I thought. I was like, I have no
just kind of went with it.
Clue what I'm doing. And it was like maybe a year or so into the band being a band. So, and I certainly had never done anything on that level before. So we kind of just went with the flow, and we recorded a handful of songs, and they were good, but probably not true to what we were doing and the vibe we were going for. So I think it was a really valuable learning experience for us, and it was super fun as well.
Do you want to name check who the producer is, or is that something you want to keep to yourself?
I don't mind. Yeah. It's Rob Cavallo. So Rob Cavallo used to produce all of Green Day's albums, and he worked at Warner, I think, and did heaps of incredible
albums. He produced Iris.
Yeah.
Google Dolls.
Oh, he's made plenty of hit records.
It's terrifying. It's amazing. Like he's done
got a shelf
so
of Grammys.
Much stuff. So he came to see us at Big Sound 1 year, and he loved us and wanted to work with us. And we went to LA and kind of did the whole thing. And it was one of the most fun things I've ever done, and one of the most amazing things I've ever done. But I just don't think personally I knew what we should have done. You know what I mean? Like, we were just really green. And I think as a result of that, we learned a lot of things in the process of recording that is conducive to making an actual Polish club record.
Was it just tarted up too much, Novak? Was it too clean, the sounds?
Yeah.
I mean, it was
super slick.
Yeah, it was very modernly produced. And we were in a huge, amazing record studio where, like, Thriller was done, and like History is bleeding from the walls.
Yeah,
and like,
you must have been looking at each other, just going, "How did we fast track it to here?"
Yeah,
it was like 3 weeks of us just going, "What?
Our previous EP cost like $100 to record,
so none of those recordings are really going to see the light of day.
Who knows? I don't know.
The songs will, but."
Well, most of the time we spent there was done rehearsing and working on the songs, seeing if there was anything that we wanted to add to it or change. And as a result, now the songs that we've ended up with, which we've just recorded here a couple weeks ago, have taken on new life. And we've kept a few of the things that were changed there, and we've learned a lot about songwriting and all that stuff. So it's not like we've thrown that away and we've done it here. It's sort of just this progression where we are now is as a result of what we've done.
And was Rob totally cool with your decision at the end?
Yeah. He's such a super sweet dude. Yeah. And I think he just wants to make sure that we make the album we want to make. And he's very adamant about making sure we're doing what we want to do. And I think the biggest thing we learned when we went over there and since, because the first thing he asked us was like, all right, how do you want to do this? Like, dude, I don't know.
You tell us.
I'm green as. I don't know. We're so new to this.
Yeah.
And thankfully, now we know what we're doing to a certain extent.
Yeah. not too much, because I think if you kind of know.
No, that'd be boring.
Too much. It's a bit boring. Music becomes a bit sort of dull after that.
Exactly.
I think if people kind of know exactly how it's all supposed to be. Okay, John Henry and Novak from Polish Club have been with us on Triple J. So the album's going to be next year.
Yep, early next year.
You've pretty
hopefully.
Much done it. You're just going to finish off some touches over Christmas.
That's right. Get it mixed, get it mastered, put it on some vinyl, get it out to the people.
Two questions then to end on. Any songs over 3 minutes in length on the record?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. We are taking steps we've never taken before. There's all sorts of
it
stuff
feels
going
weird.
On. Yeah. I don't know. There was one that we were working on. I think it was like 4.5 minutes. Yeah.
Get out of here.
I have to fade it out.
Yeah. Like, no wonder I want to vomit. I'm so tired after doing one take of that song. It's like 8 times longer than anything else we've done. So, there'll be some over 3 minute bangers in there, hopefully.
But all bangers.
There's all bangers.
Not going to be any
filler.
No, in terms of like all bangers, no slow. Like the other thing is Polish Club, there's a pace.
There's two gears, I think, that we've revealed so far. But this runs the gamut, right?
Yeah.
There are songs that are like pretty damn slow. And if you want to compare it to the one that we just heard, My House, it's there are some slow jams there.
Good. Okay. Well, we're going to get a bigger picture then of what Polish Club can offer.
Totally. A bit more 90s R&B vibes. Who knows? Hope you guys like Blackstreet.
Bring on the Blackstreet vibes. John Henry and Novak, so good to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.